At 4 minutes past, time for state and local news on WMOT. This is Mike Osborne. If your daily commute includes I-440, you know what a mess it is, and an unusually bitter winter hasn't helped. Department of Transportation engineer Will Reed says the critical 30-year-old stretch of interstate has actually held up remarkably well.
Typically, for a concrete pavement, we look at somewhere around 20 years, so it's consistent with the fact that it's deteriorated to a point where it needs some extra attention.
Later this month, TDOT will begin repairing the broken pavements and potholes on 440. The daily commute shouldn't be disrupted too badly. Most of the work will be done at night, and only one lane will be closed at a time. TDOT was hoping to avoid these repairs because a larger $130 million project to improve I-440 is scheduled to get underway later this year. Reed says the highway will be widened to 3 through lanes throughout and safety improvements made.
As you know, we have a raised grass median out there. We've had 8 fatalities associated with crossover crashes throughout this stretch of 440. We want to address that with reworking the median.
I-440 has long been a traffic bottleneck for Nashville commuters, and Reed says TDOT is looking for unique solutions.
It's often good for unique and challenging projects where you need to look to the private sector to bring some level of innovation. That's why we selected 440 for this, because it has some of those unique characteristics that lend itself to some innovation.
A contract for that larger project will be let this year, but the bulk of the construction will likely take place next summer. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.